Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brooke. Good to be with you.
Yes, it's good to have you on the show. And do you know, to what extent is the Turnbull government planning to support Trump's immigration policies?
Well, what's played out in the past 24 hours is the Turnbull government securing a deal or securing the continuation of a deal signed with the Obama administration to transfer refugees held on Manus Island and Nauru to the US. And at the same time, both the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister have refused to publicly criticise the draconian executive order that the President has signed on immigration bans into the US. So what this means is, while world leaders like German Chancellor Angela Merkel and the UK Prime Minister Theresa May and Justin Trudeau in Canada are critical of immigration bans based on religion and country of origin, Australia's leaders, Malcolm Turnbull and Julie Bishop, are not publicly criticising. So there's some gap there.
And despite the outcry surrounding the policy, Scott Morrison has stated that the world is catching up to Australia. Is the policy an indication of attitudes towards immigration changing worldwide?
Well, I think people who support Donald Trump and people who voted for Donald Trump would say that this is one of the things that they were expecting when he got to the White House. That there would be a crackdown on perceived countries of risk to the US population from things like terrorism. But I'll leave it to others to say whether that's indicative of a change amongst the population. Of course, Scott Morrison is a former immigration minister here in Australia, and he considers one of the most important things to his own legacy having cracked down on boat arrivals in Australia, stopping the boats, as he and Tony Abbott would say. So it's in his interest to say that there's a shift there and to talk up Australia's success in this area. But you have to remember that this is a very different situation geographically. Australia's obviously an island nation, and much of the immigration that Donald Trump is cracking down on is, of course, coming from overseas by plane rather than by boat.
Yeah, definitely. And why do you think Malcolm Turnbull has refused to comment at all on the policy despite Bishop and Morrison pledging support?
Well, he said this morning, he held a doorstop press conference here this morning. He said that when he has criticism or feedback for a US president, he'll offer it privately, as good friends should, he said. Obviously, Australia has plenty of interest in working closely with whoever's in the White House, be it Donald Trump or perhaps a more conventional president like Barack Obama. But this deal on resettlement of refugees on Manus and Nauru is extremely sensitive. And I think the average person might assume that a day after agreeing that the deal would go ahead with Donald Trump, it might be in Malcolm Turnbull's interest not to come out and publicly criticise him like other world leaders have. We don't know that to be true. We know that the Prime Minister has talked up working closely with Mr. Trump as US President, but there's plenty of things in play. And of course, internationally, this is Australia's most significant foreign relationship. No matter which metric you use, trade, diplomacy, international travel, all of those things. Defence, of course. America is absolutely Australia's most important foreign relationship.
And do you foresee our border protection policies growing even stronger in light of America's new rules?
I don't think... Well, the immigration minister has said this morning that he doesn't expect there'll be changes along the lines of the US. But I think if you look at what's happened since the Howard era on immigration, there are gradual and continuing strengthening of the rules, making it harder and harder for people to come, making the rules more stringent sort of across the board. So I would expect that will continue. I think in the age of international travel and huge refugee movements around the world, Australia will continue to have a hardline immigration policy. But I don't think we'll see country of origin-based rules or even religious tests like the Trump administration is pursuing.
And what could be the consequences for being Australian support Trump's immigration policy? So if he was to support it, what would the consequences for Australia be?
Well, it's a great question, and it's something that's going to play out over the next 4 years. this morning the news is that dual nationals, Australian dual nationals from countries like Syria and Iran, even Somalia and places like that, will be able to travel to the US. That's an agreement that the Prime Minister has announced this morning. But I think the government would tell you that it's in Australia's interest to be very close to the US. You know, supporting on policies like this will have advantages in other areas of the relationship. But we can't know exactly how it's going to play out. It's going to be one of the fascinating things of the next 4 years with Donald Trump in the Oval Office.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where we're really going to have to wait and see how it goes, especially assuming Trump's just been into power and he's already made some quite significant changes. So we'll just have to see what happens with that one and the steps that Australia does take. But thank you so much for joining us on The Daily, Tom.
My pleasure. Thanks.